Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings. And I say to you, greatness. Coming to you live from Sankofa Infinity Ministries, Transcending Sankofa with Yahshua. I am your host. Yes, indeed. First of all, I just want to be grateful. I want to take this time to just be grateful for everything that I am and all the things that I am becoming. Everything that I am and all the things that I am becoming. I want to be grateful for the things that I have, the things that I had, and the things that are coming. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I do. I live in a space of gratitude, and I am appreciative of all things that I find myself dealing with, having, being consumed with, all things, all the way down to my fingernails. I am so appreciative and very grateful to even have life and to be able to be the manifestation of the divine as life and as a spiritual being. So before I get started on Transcending Sankofa, I want to make an announcement. I know that, if any archive listeners, if you have any questions for me and you want to speak with Yahshua, I am holding a Sankofa conference call. You can reach that conference call at 1-267-507-0420. The code for that is 3509417. And I'm not really sure if you have to put a pin in, but the pin will be 7167. I will be holding a Sankofa conference call tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. So if you don't have anything to do and you feel like you want to come on and ask me questions or present your comments to me, that's I would definitely welcome you and be appreciative. I'm grateful that I can even make such an announcement. Moving right along, Sankofa. As you know, I've already told you what Sankofa is. What I'm finding now, based on my own experience, is that we operate out of the first and second chakra most of the time. We operate out of the first and the second chakra simply because that's where the information from tribal beliefs, traditions, religious beliefs, institutions, that is where all of that data is placed. Now, when you decide to execute that data, you're going to do it from your third chakra, which is the solar plexus. That's your powerhouse. If it is not in alignment with your greatest and highest good, you will create realities out of default. You will create things that you don't want to create, or you will create experiences that seem like deja vu, like I've already been through this. Why am I going through this again? Well, you're going through it again because it has not been resolved within the first and the second chakra. Now, the first chakra is the root chakra. The second chakra deals with one's sexuality. It deals with one's sexuality. some time ago in my own life, I had not come into the fullness of my own sexuality. Matter of fact, I was expressing my confidence of my sexuality, but I did not know that it was my sexuality. When you come across someone who is comfortable with who they are in that department, they don't mind talking about their body. They don't mind talking about the interaction between the male and the female when it comes to intimacy. They don't, and what is so interesting is that as the second chakra becomes healthy and comes into the fullness of what it is, the alignment of one's soul's purpose, you can actually look into nature and identify the sexuality in nature. I know last week I spoke on how if you're looking in the mirror, that is a low vibrating frequency. If you're looking in the mirror and you're looking at yourself, and that is, you know, that is how you are identifying yourself. You know, for whatever reason, the reflection that you may see may not be as pleasant as you think it should be or as you want it to be. So you manipulate yourself. You manipulate. You play with yourself. You make yourself up. You throw your heels on. You do, you know, all kind of stuff to mask. What is really going on with you. And most of the time, the majority of the time, you have an emotional wound that needs to be healed. Once that emotional wound is healed, then the feelings of who you are will come into the alignment of beauty. So when you go out and you look at a tree, you see yourself in that tree. And you see the beauty of who you are. That is high frequency. That is high correspondence. That is your high vibration. That is your high rhythm of life. That is the mentalism right there. Mentalizing yourself and interacting with nature itself. With nature itself, the laws of nature. In the laws of nature, you can see yourself. And in seeing yourself, you can't see yourself other than that which is good. That which is good. Good, perfect, whole, and complete. I am a human. I am a spiritual being having a human experience. I am perfected through the imperfections of the conditions and the circumstances that I may find myself in. And it is a good thing because in those things I can make a choice based out of coming out of the perfection and the completion and the wholeness of who I am. And you can do that too. You can do it too. I am no special thing. I am no special thing. I'm just like everyone else. I just make choices. I exercise my choices. My choices come out of my faith. My faith is my spirituality. My spirituality is the atmosphere, the aura that is around me, the countenance of who I am. So you can do this too. I'm not sitting up here saying, look at me, I can do it. No. I'm saying to you, these things that I do, you can do and do them greater. So I'm just a messenger, and I take It's just who I am. I am the embodiment of Sankofa Infinity. And it's my life to express what I consider, for me, truth. And if my truth resonates with you in some kind of way, I guarantee you that resonation that you have is going to expand itself. It's going to be elevated because you have your own truth. You have your own rhythm, vibration, elevation. You have your own path. I'm just dropping seeds. I'm casting seeds. That's all I'm doing. I don't take it serious at all because it's not. It's just simple. It's just the way it is. Once I came out from all the stuff that I was heavy laden with, I just decided to begin to make choices out of a different vantage point, out of a different perspective. Oftentimes you have to, like I mentioned on another show, is that oftentimes you have to cut yourself away. You have to loosen the grip of wherever you're finding yourself. And I'll say this, meditation is good. It is good. Prayer is good. All of that is good. But if you are in a situation where that is not your high priority, all you have is breath. And in that breath that you have about a situation, circumstance, there's a frequency, there's a vibration. And that is how the mind of the all, the universe, corresponds and speaks to you based on your vibration, based on your vibration, your energy. Because words don't teach. Words don't teach. It's the frequency and the vibration of the words that teach. That's why you can just listen to sound and, you can get the same effect from just the same effect that you would get from just listening to someone's voice. Every now and then, I just like to listen to music without words because I know that in the notes of the music, there's something else. There's something else higher than the note itself. And it is in the space of those notes. So I have, actually, I'm going to see if I could get this person. Hmm. 617-0907. I see you calling, and I see that it's the whole time, but I'm not really sure if you are calling in. This is my first time receiving callers. I normally don't receive callers. Not that I don't want to, I just don't, because the show is short, so the time that I have to answer questions is very limited, which is why I open up the space for the Sankofa conference call tomorrow night at 7. So if you are free, like I said, please give me a call, and you will be speaking with Yahshua, the co-founder of, co-creator of Sankofa Infinity Ministries. With that, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. It has been great. It is always great. And I look forward to doing the same thing, same time. Well, not the same time. I usually change up. I look forward to doing this again next week. Not alone. I am not alone when I do these shows. And anyone would tell you any spiritual being who understands their spiritual growth, that they are not the ones that do the show. It is the voice behind the show that does the show. It is the mind behind all things that is working through me and causing things to manifest as they will. So I say with that, be blessed, stay focused, and stay in the light. And most of all, keep it real. Because out of your realness, that is how you create your reality.
Dream.